Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real As Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Taylor Yates
and Paige Yates.
In this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team. Hey, Mom, how you doing?
Good.
What's new?
So I had this amazing experience in supporting a local nonprofit called Tenacity. I was part of a Saturday afternoon pickle and paddleball tournament, a variety of clubs, a variety of groups around Boston to raise money for Tenacity by asking people to support us as we played other clubs and other teams and other groups, because there were some that were like Boston Pickle, which is downtown. And so they were all over. And it's an amazing organization. It provides summer programs and programs for kids 4th through 12th grade in tennis, which is awesome. It was their 20th year in doing this, and they've done just a great job. But it was a really fun event. They raised a lot of money, and it's something that I really would support locally in Boston area, because they play in all the courts all over the city of Boston.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
Well, this week, we're talking about the role of artificial intelligence in real estate. As I'm sure everyone has heard, AI is like the thing that we've been talking about in 2024. We're talking about ChatGPT and Gemini and, you know, fill in the blank, you know, tech company trying to get in on this action. And so we're going to talk about basically whether and how it's impacting real estate.
I would just say to you that people under the age of 50 might be talking about this. People over 50 or 60 might just be going, I have no idea what this means.
Yeah. Actually, you know, it's funny you say that, because I think artificial intelligence as it is today, right, like ChatGPT, is actually better for people who are less comfortable with technology, because it is what makes it interesting is that you don't need to have a lot of technical expertise to use it, right? So let's say you're using Google, right? You have to type into the search bar whatever it is you're looking for. And there's a skill to that. You got to know a little bit, like, hey, if I'm trying to learn about, you know, real estate in Boston, there's probably a few keywords that I should put in to get really good information. What ChatGPT is good for folks like you, is you just type in your question and it gives you an answer, right? And maybe that's the other pieces. So I, you know, when I go on Google, I get all these websites, and there's some skill to picking the ones to actually look at to get the good information. Whereas ChatGPT just says, you know, talks to you like a person.
So how does someone who's older find ChatGPT?
I think it's ChatGPT.com. There's like one bar. You click on it. You type in your question. It can be whatever you want. You can be like, how are you doing today? And it'll give you an answer. They also have an app.
So it's really simplified getting through the first step, which is asking the question.
Correct. So if you've got like an Alexa at home, right, which I think you do, right?
Yeah, we've had it, but I don't have it.
Got it. Well, it's similar to that, except better. They do a better job of sending the information back to you in a way that sounds like a person as opposed to a machine.
So how do you see real estate being impacted? Because I would have some ideas, but not a lot.
Yeah. So anything that has to do with content, right? When you have to write something, AI is going to matter.
You said you've done it too, right? You've used it.
Yeah. Like you could use it to clean up an email, right? So like, hey, punch this up, make it more interesting, or...
We were talking about MLS words.
MLS, yeah. MLS is great because I don't know. I mean, I'm sure you've read MLS listings where you're like, this just doesn't sound very exciting.
Yeah.
Right? You can just take that and say to ChatGPT, hey, ChatGPT, 1,000 character maximum. Make this, and here's what I wrote. Make this sound more interesting.
That is awesome.
Yeah. You know, I've used it for stuff and people really like it. Like people who know a lot about writing like it.
So one other idea or thought that I had is I think people have used it to virtually stage properties. Yes?
Maybe. I don't know. I actually don't know. I know you can do like AI image generation. So you can say like, show me, you know, like a dining room with a antique dining table and it'll generate an image of a.
So that's where I think people think they might use it as well, kind of that virtual stage. You have a house that maybe has old world charm and someone doesn't really have the furniture to showcase that style of home.
Right.
And people are saying, okay, AI, you know, as you said, find us a dining room table that, you know, has some character or.
Right. Yeah.
Is older or.
Yeah. I just don't. I suppose I should look into that because what you're basically talking about is like, hey, I did my photography session of an empty house, right? And I want some furniture in there. So you might see if you could upload a photo and say, hey, add a piece of furniture to this room or, you know, decorate this room with a certain style of furniture. That'd be a money saver.
When I was Googling this topic,
yeah,
one of the things that came up was virtual staging.
Yeah.
As something that will help in addition to listing descriptions, lead generators, property managers. So there were some, but as a realtor, you know, having the property description and then on top of virtual staging, I think can take homes that we struggle with that maybe the people have moved, so there's nothing in the house, or maybe the people want to move and you don't want to sell their house completely empty.
Right.
So I think that helps.
Cool.
So anyway, it was one idea that came up when I was Googling, but obviously I should have gone to ChatGPT.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, here's one way that I think about ChatGPT. So first of all, by the way, you should not ever just like copy and paste what it puts out there because it does have these like delusions. You know what I mean?
Of grandeur, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, just it'll just say something nonsensical or untrue. Like, for example, the MLS description, the example I gave. I make sure to read that to make sure that it actually is an accurate description of the property and it didn't, like, add something in. So it might say, formal dining room, right? Beautiful formal dining room in a house that has none, right?
Right.
You just got to check it to make sure. So I tell people, I'm not too worried about, like, Terminator-style Skynet taking over anytime soon because ChatGPT does not seem smart enough to do that.
Well, someone also said too, people use AI for data gathering too. And like anything, collecting data, writing words, when it's not a person doing it, you must make sure that you're double checking because if you ask for a dining room when they put a living room in a dining room, that's not going to help you virtually.
Yeah.
If you write into the MLS, it's got, you know, near commuter rails and they, you know, makes it sound like maybe you're on a bus line and, you know, people need to know that or don't need to know that. So it's definitely a starting point to help get everything flowing.
Yeah.
And that's how I see us using it as a tool.
Absolutely. It is always easier to edit than it is to author, right? It's hard to write the first draft of anything, but it's actually pretty easy and satisfying to edit it. And I think that's where ChatGPT helps people get over the hump on creating good content, whether it's your MLS listing or like
an
social
ad.
Media posts. Yeah, an ad. I think it's really helpful. And I think the agents that embrace that and say, you know, our most precious asset is our time. And the people that say, hey, I want to turn this hour-long task into like a 10-minute task using AI, those people are going to be successful with it.
Yeah, I think like anything, a tool is only as good as
the user,
said,
right.
As the user.
Yeah. Cool. We're going to take a quick break and then we will come back for our question of the week.
Did you know that Taylor and I aren't just your favorite real estate podcast hosts? We're also pretty darn good at our day jobs. With over 30 years experience and $1 billion sold in Greater Boston, we're real estate agents you can trust. If you're buying or selling a home, reach out to us at contact@yatesboston.com today.
All right, Mom. What strategies do you find most effective when marketing a client's home?
So first and foremost, photography. If you do not have good photography or have not taken photography that showcases what's special about a home, I think you're in trouble.
Right.
So that's the first thing. I think having it put in a variety of places, whether it's print advertising, social media, MLS, in an email to other brokers, anything that gets the information to another person
mm-hmm.
is worth it.
I'll add two to that. Number one is kind of remove flaws. So, you know, when I just went to somebody's house the other day to just talk about, you know, what we call honeydew projects, right? Like, right. Honey, please do this project.
Yeah.
You know, it's just these little things. I'm not going to tell them like, hey, renovate your kitchen, but hey, the wall over there is scuffed up. Please repaint that. Even just like keeping your furniture, if you're not staging, let's make it look tidier and more open. That's the kind of stuff where when people walk in, instead of remembering the flaws, they remember the home. That makes them want to buy it. But sorry, one more.
Yeah.
Pricing. If you don't get the pricing right, it is just going to be a struggle. And I have this conversation with people a lot because they want the top dollar for their home. And they're like, well, the top dollar means ask for the most, right? And the answer is no. You want to be at ideally a little bit below market value because the market will take you to top dollar if you price correctly, but it will not if you overshoot it.
I was also trying to explain to people the other day that sometimes rugs and very wild decor can distract from a room.
Yeah.
So we actually took
yeah.
photographs of a foyer. It took all the rugs out.
Yeah. There
and
you go.
That compared to what it looked like when they bought it was just incredibly Incredible. Different.
Makes a huge difference.
Huge difference.
Well, thanks for the awesome question. If you're a curious cat and would like your question to be considered, you can just send us an email at contact@yeatsboston.com or slide into our DMs at Yeats Team Boston. That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcasts. If you enjoyed this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Yeats Team Boston or on the web at yeatsboston.com.